Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the center fielder, Del Unser. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Randy Tate. Pitching for the New York Mets, Randy Tate. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milan moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. Kessinger scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, With the score, the Cubs won, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Unser reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Milner reaches second base with a double. Unser scores. Staub moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Staub scores. Milner moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Munday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trillo is hit by the pitch. Lockhock moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. Trillo moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to third. Stone moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Trillo. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Unser for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. One out. Ken Freiling now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Freiling covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher strikes out. One out. Ken Freiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Unser chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Milan. Milan fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Milan. Kessinger moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hazualu pinch hits for Randy Tate. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Torre pinch hits for Wayne Garrett. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to home to get Alou. Torre moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Knowles covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Joe Torre now playing third base. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Trillo. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Milner now playing first base. Dave Kingman now playing left field. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock moves to third. One out. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lockhock. The slide. Grote applies the tag. Lockhock is out. Trillo moves to second. Two outs. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trillo scores. Knowles moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kessinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Bob Apodaca. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torre strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.